News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The government on Thursday appointed former Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Girish Chandra Murmu, as the new Comptroller and Auditor General of India. He will take oath on Saturday at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President has been pleased to appoint Shri Girish Chandra Murmu to be the Comptroller and Auditor General of India, with effect from the date he assumes charge of his office, a notification by the Department of Economic Affairs issued on Thursday night said. Earlier in the day, President Ramnath Kovind accepted Murmu's resignation from the post of LG. The appointment came a day after Murmu resigned abruptly as Jammu and Kashmir LG. The position has now been filled by Manoj Sinha, who will be sworn in on Friday. Murmu's resignation came on the day the Union Territory marked the first anniversary of the abrogation of Article 370 of the Constitution, which scrapped Jammu and Kashmir's special status. The 60-year-old former IAS officer of the Gujarat Garda had, on October 29 last year, taken over as the first LG of the Union Territory after the state of Jammu and Kashmir was downgraded and sliced into two UTs, the other one being Ladakh. There was no official word on the reasons for the resignation of Murmu, a 1985 batch IAS officer who has served as principal secretary to Narendra Modi during his tenure as Gujarat Chief Minister. He was a secretary in the Ministry of Finance at the time of his appointment as Lieutenant Governor. Meanwhile, Sinha, a former Union Minister and senior BJP leader from Uttar Pradesh, was on Thursday appointed the new Jammu and Kashmir LG. He is the first political leader to take charge in that post. The 61-year-old is known for his massive connect with the people of rural areas. Sinha will be administered the oath of office and secrecy on Friday by Jammu and Kashmir Chief Justice Geeta Mittal at the Raj Bhavan. Bangladesh will construct a monument in the memory of the Indian soldiers martyred in the 1971 liberation war against Pakistan, coinciding with the 50th anniversary of the country's independence, Liberation War Affairs Minister Muzammil Haq said in Dhaka on Thursday. He made the comments when outgoing Indian High Commissioner Reeva Ganguly Das paid him a farewell visit. "We are constructing the monument coinciding with the 50th anniversary of our independence, crucially backed by India," a ministry spokesman quoted Haq as saying. The minister recalled with gratitude the cooperation of Indian government and its people during the liberation war. Das said that Bangladesh and India were tested friends. "Some people are out to spread misleading information purposely to worsen the relations between the two next door neighbors, but the Bangladesh-India ties are not so fragile," she said. Das requested the minister for taking up initiatives for translating the books on the liberation war in Hindi. Das also expressed India's willingness to become a part of the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Bangladesh's independence in 2021. An official familiar with the monument project said the government has selected 3.5 acres of land at frontier Ashuganj of Brahmanbaiya district bordering Agartala. "The site which has been selected has historic significance. Indian Army fought Pakistanis some decisive wars in 1971 along with our freedom fighters in Ashuganj," the official said. He said the construction of the monument was expected to begin by this year and is expected to complete in the next 2 years, while its abstract architectural design was aimed to reflect the bonding between the two neighbors. Riya Chakraborty has been named as an accused in the FIR filed by the CBI in the Sushant Singh Rajput death case, a day after the center asked the agency to probe the death of Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput. The Central Bureau of Investigation on Thursday registered a case against 6 persons, including Riya Chakraborty and her family members, on the basis of the FIR filed by Bihar police on his family's complaint. The CBI has named Riya, her father Indrajit Chakraborty, mother Sandhya Chakraborty, brother Shobhik Chakraborty, Sushant's house manager Samuel Miranda, Shruti Modi, and unknown others. They have been charged under various sections of the Indian Penal Code, including abetment of suicide, criminal conspiracy, wrongful restraint or confinement, theft, criminal breach of trust, cheating, and other offences. A CBI spokesperson said that the agency has registered the case on the request of the Bihar government, and further notification from the central government and taken over the investigation of the Bihar police case registered at Police Station Rajiv Nagar in Patna. The official said that the Bihar police FIR was registered against 6 accused and others. The CBI has handed the case over to its Special Investigation Team branch, which earlier investigated the high-profile cases like the Rs. 3,600 crore Augusta Westland VVIP chopper deal and liquor baron Vijay Mallya bank fraud case. SIT member Superintendent of Police Nupur Prasad, as supervising officer under DIG Gagandeep Gambhir, was also probing the alleged role of Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav in an illegal mining case. She is currently also handling the Srijan scam and journalist Upendra Rai case. CBI Joint Director Manoj Sridhar will be leading the probe. The development comes a day after the Department of Personnel and Training issued a notification paving the way for the Central Investigating Agency to register a case. Sushant was found dead in his flat in Mumbai's Bandra on June 14. On Tuesday, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar recommended a CBI probe on the request of Sushant's father, K.K. Singh. Many political leaders have also called for a CBI probe into Sushant's death. On K.K. Singh's complaint, the Bihar police registered a case against Riya on July 25. Sushant's father had lodged an FIR against Riya in Patna, accusing her of cheating and threatening his son. Sushant's family has also accused her of keeping him away from them. And Grammy Award-winning music producer D-Tail faces more than a dozen felony charges, including 11 counts of rape involving 6 women, authorities said on Thursday. The producer was arrested on Wednesday night and was being held on nearly $6.3 million bail, according to a statement from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. D-Tail, whose real name is Noel Christopher Fisher, 41, was charged on July 31 with 11 counts of rape, 2 counts of forcible oral copulation and 2 counts of sodomy by use of force, authorities said. He was also charged with 3 counts of assault and 2 counts of false imprisonment by violence. Fisher's lawyer denied the allegations. Mr. Fisher was just arrested some hours ago and I have not had an opportunity to speak to him or look at the charges. I'm quite certain he will enter a not guilty plea and contest to the fullest all of these allegations, attorney Irvin Mark Bledstein said in an email late Wednesday night. On Thursday, he said he still had not seen the criminal complaint and had no further comment. The charges involved 6 women ranging in age from 18 to 31 and incidents that took place between 2010 and 2018, most of them at Fisher's home, authorities said. They alleged that 5 of the women were raped, some of them repeatedly, and 1 was sexually assaulted. If convicted as charged, Fisher could get 225 years in prison. He is scheduled to make his initial appearance in court on Friday. Sheriff's detectives submitted the case to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office in January. The case is still under investigation, and detectives are asking other women who may have been victims to come forward. D-Tail won a Grammy in 2015 for co-writing the Beyoncé and Jay-Z hit Drunken Love and has also produced hits for Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj and Wiz Khalifa. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.